from the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. The city of Denton is considering an ambitious $1.3 billion plan to ramp up the amount of energy it gets from renewable sources. The goal is to get 70% from renewables by 2019. Denton Municipal Electric is one of 72 public electric utilities in Texas. The utility made waves 6 years ago when it announced that the city would get 40% of its power from wind. By going to 70% renewable, spokesman Brian Dascom says it'll way outpace most of the state.
Texas is at about 10%, just a little over 10% renewable energy in Texas. Austin is currently at 23%. San Antonio, I want to say they're around 15%. So going to 70% by any measure puts us ahead of the game on renewable energy.
The Renewable Denton Plan, as it's called, would get the city off of coal entirely. It'd get a lot more power from wind, add solar, and get most of the rest from natural gas or nuclear. At an open house the power company put on to tout the plan, Denton resident Debbie Presley says it just fits with Denton.
I think if you look at Denton as a whole, you look at the recycling program and all of that stuff that we already do, it's a forward-thinking city that wants to be self-sustainable. And anything that they can do to take another step is a good thing.
For now, 100% renewable isn't a possibility for Denton. The sun doesn't always shine and the wind doesn't always blow, and that means some kind of backup system is needed. So the city plans to build a couple of quick-starting natural gas power plants that it could run in short bursts. And that's not cool with Keeley Briggs.
It's an investment. And if you will talk to anyone, when you invest in something, you're going to use it, right? Because you have it. So we are binding ourselves to fossil fuels. And I don't know if you're familiar with our story, but our citizens aren't really into fracking and natural gas.
Briggs is a stay-at-home mom turned anti-fracking activist who won a seat on city council last spring. In 2014, Denton voters approved a ban on hydraulic fracturing within the city limits. Gas companies sued, and this year the state legislature passed a bill making it illegal for cities to enact fracking bans. So Briggs says she'd rather wait until better technology makes 100% renewable a possibility, and then get off gas for good.
There's a lot of things that we can do to reduce our energy footprint and not need as much, but that technology is right around the corner. There is no telling in, like, say, 5 years where that technology is going to be.
For resident Larry Luce, the problem isn't fossil fuels, it's finances. He's worried the city is rushing into this renewable Denton plan without really thinking it through.
And we will be in debt for a long time, paying it all this off. And you'd like to have some faith and confidence that it's a reasonable plan.
Denton Municipal Electric's Brian Dascom says he isn't bothered by the criticism. Actually, he welcomes it.
That's the kind of thing we want to hear, so that it'll give the city council the chance to judge between the proposed plan that we're showing them and the feedback we've gotten from citizens. So this is all part of the process of deciding how we want to frame our energy future here in Denton.
Denton City Council is expected to take up the plan by the end of the year. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.